Now, where Muammar Gaddafi, a Bedouin tent, and suburban New Jersey collide. Next month, the Libyan leader is attending the UN General Assembly session in New York. Gaddafi reportedly wants to set up a large tent at a property in Englewood, New Jersey, owned by Libya's UN mission. And some in New Jersey are trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Among them, Congressman Stephen Rothman, who represents the district that includes Englewood. And Congressman Rothman, I gather that Mr. Gaddafi has set up this tent in Cairo, Paris, Rome, wanted to do it apparently in Central Park, was turned down, and now maybe heading to Englewood. What are you hearing about his plans?
Well, I heard on Saturday that that was the rumor, that Gaddafi wanted to pitch his tent, literally, in Englewood for the opening ceremonies of the General Assembly of the UN in mid-September.
And would he be staying in the tent? What's the idea there?
Well, that was the rumor. As soon as I heard about it, I called the White House and the State Department to find out if the rumor was true. It is not. And then if the rumor was true, how to go about stopping it.
We should say that you were a former mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, and when the Libyans got this property in Englewood, there were stipulations attached to how it could be used, right?
Yes, when we found out that they had purchased the property in 1982, we enlisted the help of the State Department, who helped us get restrictions placed on that mansion that were accepted by the Libyan government and have been in effect for the last 26 years.
And those say what?
They say that only the ambassador to the UN from Libya can occupy that mansion, and only with his wife and kids, and no one else from Libya is to occupy that mansion, including Muammar Gaddafi.
And that would include just a visit? I mean, when you say occupy the mansion?
That would indeed include a visit. The point being that there is no place in the suburbs of New Jersey or anywhere else or any other single-family neighborhood outside of New York City which is equipped to provide security as opposed to our neighborhoods, that should be forced to have their citizens endangered and have the diplomat endangered in their midst. New York City receives federal funds, state funds, and UN funds for that purpose, and that's why these folks belong in New York City, not in the leafy suburbs surrounding New York.
This issue, of course, is especially acute right now because of the release of the Lockerbie bomber who was sent home from Scotland back to celebrations in Libya. Now Gaddafi's coming here.
Well, it is most unfortunate. Many of us still regard Gaddafi as a murderous thug with American blood on his hands, and we're particularly revolted by the obscene celebration that Gaddafi sponsored for the mass murdering Lockerbie bomber. But we were against Gaddafi coming here before that happened back 26 years ago, and I believe very strongly that we will be successful once again.
Well, Congressman Rothman, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
That's Congressman Stephen Rothman, a Democrat from New Jersey.